Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Final Gifts, Understanding the Special Awareness, Needs, and Communications of the Dying. By Maggie Callanan provides profound insights into the complex emotional, psychological, and spiritual dynamics of individuals at the end of life. Authored by an experienced hospice nurse, the book skillfully bridges medical knowledge with compassionate care, offering invaluable insights for healthcare professionals, caregivers, family members, and friends who wish to better understand and support their loved ones during their final days. Callanan gently guides readers through the sensitive subject of death, emphasizing humanity, dignity, comfort, and communication as key priorities during end-of-life experiences. By addressing occurrences often seen as strange or incomprehensible behavior, she highlights the profound and meaningful messages that dying individuals sometimes struggle to convey due to physical or emotional barriers. The author distills her many years of practical experience into approachable wisdom supported by powerful real-life accounts, which vividly illustrate key concepts and practical strategies. Final Gifts not only educates readers about how dying individuals perceive their situations and needs differently, enriching caregiver understanding, but also serves to reassure and comfort those experiencing loss, offering clarity and hope during challenging times. This tender guide firmly reminds us of our shared humanity, insisting that dignity, compassion, and understanding towards dying individuals are vital in ensuring a peaceful and meaningful passage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature of special awareness at life's end, in Final Gifts, Callanan explores deeply the concept of special awareness, the unique consciousness observed in dying people, particularly the heightened perceptions and symbolic communication often misunderstood or unrecognized by caregivers and family members. The author clarifies why dying individuals sometimes relate experiences that seem mysterious or fantasy-like, revealing that such experiences may in fact stem from deeper emotional, spiritual, or existential awareness. This topic enlightens readers about listening and decoding such expressions, detecting underlying meaningful metaphors, and reassuring dying individuals that their thoughts and insights are honored. Callanan emphasizes the importance of openness, patience, and compassion when encountering special awareness, urging those around the dying to engage meaningfully, rather than dismissively, with these unique manifestations. Secondly, communicating clearly and compassionately. Effective communication forms a core focus of Final Gifts. Callanan offers clear, practical suggestions on how to improve verbal and nonverbal interactions with those approaching death, stressing that gentleness, thoughtful patience, empathic listening, and attentive observation are integral to meaningful exchange. Because dying individuals may alternate between lucidity and confusion, clear speech and straightforward honesty can provide comfort and trust. The author explains why acknowledging and validating the experiences and perceptions of dying persons, regardless of how improbable these might seem at face value, reinforces dignity and affirmations of their lived reality. Additionally, she offers insightful strategies for family members who frequently feel helpless or uncertain, suggesting ways to gently explore deeper meanings behind ambiguous or unclear expressions, bridging communication gaps and strengthening emotional connection during this challenging transitional period. Thirdly, recognizing unspoken needs and emotional barriers, Callanan emphasizes in Final Gifts the importance of recognizing unspoken needs, desires, or anxieties faced by those nearing death. She notes that physical and emotional exhaustion, fear, confusion, or emotional isolation can inhibit communication, causing profound distress that caregivers and loved ones may not immediately recognize. The book addresses common emotional barriers such as unresolved conflicts, fears of abandonment, or unexpressed desires to reconcile or say farewell to loved ones. Callanan provides valuable suggestions for identifying these hidden emotional issues through subtle verbal cues or behavioral changes, empowering caregivers or family members to create safe, supportive environments wherein dying individuals can feel free to express such suppressed concerns easily and safely. Ultimately, this helps to alleviate emotional burdens and ensures uninterrupted emotional and spiritual closure. Fourthly, dealing with changes in physical and mental health, Final Gifts comprehensively discusses practical management of the shifting physical and mental conditions of people nearing death. Kalanen outlines various anticipated trajectories that individuals might experience, fluctuating states of awareness, changing bodily functions, loss of appetite, altered sleep routines, sensory experiences, confusion, or pain, and counsels caregivers on navigating and responding sensitively, compassionately, and effectively. This section educates readers to anticipate inevitable caregiving challenges, understand their underlying causes, and develop practical strategies ensuring comfort, reassurance, and humane dignity. Open and transparent conversations about bodily decline are encouraged, preparing caregivers practically and emotionally. Kalanen's experienced guidance helps caregivers feel better equipped to respond proactively to clinical or emotional crises, optimizing their support and minimizing distress and suffering. Lastly, creating a serene and supportive environment for dying individuals. Creating a comfortable and peaceful environment becomes critically important in ensuring a dignified and gentle end-of-life experience, a principle clearly emphasized throughout Final Gifts. Kalanen brings substantial focus to practical advice on environment, atmosphere, and arrangements of personal surroundings that can produce profound psychological and emotional benefits for dying persons. This involves considering special mementos, favorite items, comfortable arrangements, privacy, as well as spiritual and emotional supports attuned uniquely to the individual's specific wishes and desires. Kalanen effectively illustrates how small, thoughtful modifications to a person's physical surrounding can substantially enhance comfort, communication ease, emotional reassurance, and spiritual solace. The book provides practical and clear guidance for caregivers wishing to make positive practical improvements to settings from homes to hospice rooms, fostering serenity, dignity, and peacefulness. In conclusion, Final Gifts is a compassionate and indispensable book recommended for anyone navigating the complexities of death, whether they are healthcare professionals, families, friends, or spiritual counselors. Maggie Kalanen masterfully combines significant clinical experience with deep insight into human nature, offering invaluable understanding that transforms the manner in which readers approach, communicate with, and support dying individuals. It enriches perspectives toward end-of-life care, promoting an attitude embracing compassion, patience, open communication, and dignity toward these valued individuals in their final days. This book significantly benefits readers by teaching practical, empathetic strategies to discern, honor, and fulfill the dying person's physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs. Unlike other resources on death and dying, Final Gifts uniquely decodes the symbolic and metaphorical language often used by those approaching life's end, bringing hidden meanings to light with empathy and clarity. Its practical advice creates a supportive framework crucial for comforting dying individuals and witnesses, transforming end-of-life experiences from sorrowful confusion into meaningful emotional connection and personal growth. Purchasing Final Gifts offers insights difficult to find elsewhere, fostering peace, dignity, and gratefulness amid profound experiences of loss, making it a preferred resource compared to other less comprehensive or empathetically connected books on similar subjects. If you would like to support Maggie Kalanen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.